listen, you're just trying to stay constant all the time, and it's hard to stay constant when you're coming on a bus home from Southend and you've been beat 3-0 by one of your rivals. But you've got to try, you know, and the same applies when we're coming back from York and we've won 2-0. You've just got to stay constant and focused, because there's nothing won, there's nothing lost yet. You know, your moods take you up and down with the game, but that's part and parcel of being involved in football. I think, you know, my messages have been quite consistent all year. I have great faith in the players. I always have done. I have as much faith in them today as I did in the first, second, third game of the season. And I have a lot of faith in them even when we get beat. Because one thing we all know about football, everyone gets beat. You know, so it's important that I back them at them times. Certainly at the minute, we're on an upward curve, and long may that continue.
Starting fast in those two games, how important was that?
We went one down at Northampton after 5 minutes, so I wouldn't say that was a fast start. But we did start well, yeah, to be fair. I understand what the question's saying. You know, confidence in football is huge, and, you know, what we're trying to do, and it doesn't mean we will, we're trying to get the players to embrace these games. Hmm. We're trying to get them to go and take the game and go and win the match and go and express yourself. And, you know, certainly the last couple of games, and even the Rochdale game, I felt we'd done that. I thought we were excellent against Rochdale because they're a good side. Unfortunately, we never won, and that would have been 3 wins on the bounce at a good time, but, you know, it is what it is. It's 2 wins and a draw, so we just look forward to playing Bristol Rovers now tomorrow.
You've said that sort of the division is consistently inconsistent. I mean, is there a chance for a team like Chesterfield, if you can sort of find that consistent run now, that you're going to put yourselves in a really strong position over the next month?
I think that applies for the top seven now. There is a little gap developing, obviously, Newport, if they win games in hand. And that's difficult when you have games in hand, because the fixtures come quite thick and fast on you. You know, Newport could springboard themselves into that. But for any of the teams, it's tight at the top. You know, it really is tight. Anyone who can put, not back-to-back wins together, I'm on about putting a good run together. You know, 10 games unbeaten, you know, that type of thing. You'll find yourself going clear, and you could find yourself promoted very, very quickly, and that applies for all the teams.
You've often said that you don't look at the league table, but is there a benefit to being top, to being the team that everybody else is chasing?
I just think sometimes what happens, and, you know, even last year, we were forever trying to catch teams up, and you're always thinking, how did they get on and how did they get on, because you're always behind them. So the first thing you must do is win your game and then hope for a bit of luck. Fortunately for that, at the minute, our target at the start of the year was to be promoted. You know, that doesn't change. Automatic promotions for the top three. You know, so the further distance you can put between yourselves and fourth is great for any club. You know, what we're doing at the minute is just we are, and I know it's a bit boring, it's a bit cliche, like, but we're just trying to enjoy the games. You know, we've got good players, we've got great support. You know, we're a good club, and what we're saying is let's embrace it. Let's not fear it. Let's not fear failure. Let's go and win it. Let's go and embrace what we're trying to do.
Are the players doing a good job of just sort of managing the situation themselves and not getting too up at times like now and maybe getting too down when you have a bad result?
Well, we've had 5 defeats in the league. So, you know, if you look back on the defeats, obviously against Mansfield and Burton and all, you know, they are what they are. You know, everyone gets beat. Certainly the Morecambe away was a little bit freakish. You know, and obviously the other couple of defeats now, with the Southend one being the latter one, they are what they are. The football matches, no team's got a divine right to play. And we've got good players. You know, my messages can't be up and down. They must be consistent. And my messages to the players is that I believe in you. And if my belief is correct, then you'll deliver what we all want. So if we can all just stay on that track together, you know, and I might have a little idea about football, and hopefully we can, you know, but if we don't, we'll certainly be doing our best to do that. But what we're not allowing is any negativity or any, you know, looking over your shoulders to come in. In my opinion, that shouldn't exist. You should be dead positive and go and take it.
What do you make of this next test against Bristol Rovers?
I don't know. They're all the same. The games are tough. Every team's got good players in. You know, the front two tomorrow, if O'Toole plays behind Harold, you know, Harold, they're good players. They're very strong players and they're good lads. They've got scoring records and, you know, the middle of the park, they're strong, and at the back, they're strong. And, you know, John's had, like what most managers have, they've had terrible problems with injuries and different stuff like that. That's, unfortunately, that's part and parcel of the game. You know, when you put a team on the pitch, people just speak about the result. They don't speak about who's missing or who's out. You know, so certainly we've got, you know, as I say, we try and respect every team we play. We don't try and be disrespectful at all and speak bad about the opposition and stuff like that. I don't really believe in getting involved in them sort of mind games, if you like, or whatever people want to call them. I just prefer to give Bristol Rovers the credit that they do deserve as being a big club and a good club, good manager, good players, and then concentrate on trying to win the game and do well ourselves.
We often focus on results, you know, within the media, but performance-wise, do you think you've been quite consistent recently?
Yeah, we have, yeah. I think we played really well against Rochdale, and obviously I get a bit of criticism then because we don't win. That's football. You know, I know if you keep playing well against good teams, then you win games. You know, our record against the top seven teams in general is decent. It's okay. You know, we're now consistently winning games again. Our record is there for all to see. It's quite consistent in terms of we have the odd defeat. we've drawn a couple of games too many, but we've also won a lot of football matches, which results in us being where we are. So what we're always trying to do is improve, and I think if you go into work every day and want to get better, then you've got a chance of achieving success.
Even if the criticism is as isolated as you said there, does it annoy you a little bit, given what you've achieved this year?
Does criticism annoy me? We haven't achieved nothing, have we? So it's easy for me to say that we're in an area final and we're top of the league, but we mightn't get to Wembley and we mightn't be promoted. So I don't believe in getting involved in debates about argument. I think some people, you know, can... It depends how you look at it, and it's that glass half empty one, isn't it? So I just, you know, supporters, and, you know, we took 633 people or something over to York on a horrible Tuesday night. We took 1,000 and odd down to Northampton. All these people and our season ticket holders and our good supporters, they're all entitled to an opinion from me. I don't have a problem. Because one thing for sure, we all can't agree. You know, we all won't agree on team selections and substitutions. Isn't that what makes football such a unique game? I do believe that we've come a long way as a club. You know, I don't mind going on record as saying that. There's been a lot of change. There's been a lot of turnover in players, turnover in staff. You know, and I feel if you look at the school report, I'd say that they're doing okay.
Why do you feel it's important to give a little bit back to those fans as well? Because we've had a couple of messages from supporters who said they actually quite appreciated that the players and yourself went up to them after these, you know, the situations that you're talking about there. Why do you think it is important to sort of show that?
I think at football clubs like ours, especially when you've got a town like Chesterfield, and, you know, I had a lovely letter this morning from a supporter. It was a really good letter. And, you know, I've had a couple of bad ones. I've had a couple of get out the ground and what are you doing? That's football. It don't bother me. You know, but in general, our supporters are strong and good. You know, and they pay a lot of money for season tickets. The chairman, the director, they put together a fantastic stadium. It's only when we go away from home sometimes that we realise how good a club we are. And that's not being disrespectful to anyone else. You know, people forget supporters pay people's wages. And, you know, the players, I was just saying before there, I think it's important sometimes when our lads see the fans queuing up in the rain to travel, you know, to go and watch them play football. And sometimes it's forgotten on players that today. And what we try and do, we just try and keep in mind. It doesn't mean, you know, you'd like to clap your supporters when you get beat. You know, I remember clapping them to the left of me at Newport and I wasn't getting clapped back, I'll tell you this straight. But that's the nature of the game and it don't bother me. You know, and that's why people ask. I always clap our supporters before the game because it's just my way of saying thanks for coming to the game. You know, I don't get it too involved after the game. I think that's a time for the players. And that's only me. You know, it's only my way. Other managers can, you know, do what they do. If you win, you're jumping up and down. And if you get beat, you sneak off down the tunnel on your own, don't you? That's just football. And, you know, we're lucky that we've got such a good set of supporters. And, you know, at times they'll have a moan, they have a groan. What's wrong with that?
Winning this one would cap off a pretty good week for you, wouldn't it?
We just want to win all football games we play. And it's an edge we've tried to put in the club from day one. When I come in last year, you know, we used to have a reserve team and we get beat and no one was particularly bothered. But you're getting beat by Rotherham and Bradford and teams like this. And, you know, it used to make my blood boil. You know, because I don't like losing to them clubs. I want us to be the best club in the area. I want us to be the best club we can be. And, you know, winning becomes, you know, part of your makeup. And if you accept defeat too easy at any level, then you've got problems. And I think the players have done really well in that department. That, you know, that edge is there, that competitive edge is there, but also with a little bit of manners when we lose as well.
How well did Owen Doyle do the other night? Because he's had to be a little bit patient at times this year, hasn't he?
People forget Owen played in five games in December, left side of midfield for us, and we were unbeaten in all five. You know, we got through at Oldham. We do two games here with Dagenham and Hartlepool, and we went to two away games, Exeter and... Can't think of the other one off the top of my head. And won. You know, so Owen's a good player, and, you know, the hard part is fitting these lads in. I've got great confidence in Owen Doyle. You know, Owen will start tomorrow. It's a home game. He's on the back of scoring a good goal at York. He played really well at Northampton. He leads the line well. He stretched games. But I'm lucky I've got Mark Richards and Armand as well. You know, these are all good players. And what pleases me the most now is the team spirit within the dressing room. You know, I see these lads together now and I see how we've evolved a little bit in terms of it's not about me. And when I see things like that, it makes me very happy.
How much of a challenge is it to stop, I mean, it might be very easy, but to stop players looking too far ahead? Because the next few games coming up are especially important, aren't they?
Football will make you stop. Football's just got that way, just going bang. You know, you could lose here tomorrow night 2-0 to Bristol Rovers. You could go up to the JPT game and get beat 3-1. And all of a sudden in 3 days, you bang back on your bum. You know, so looking ahead is not for me. It's not looking for too far ahead. We just want to concentrate on tomorrow's game. We want to turn up and we want to play well. You know, if we play well and we turn up, the likelihood is we get something out of the game.
We'll finish with the transfer deadline. You've been able to extend the loan of Ian Dunbabin, haven't you, till the end of the season. How positive is that?
I'm just pleased because Ian's a great lad, you know, both on the pitch and off it. He's a good goalkeeper. He's an excellent goalkeeper. You know, but also he's in the dressing room and around the ground. You've only got to see him. You'd think he'd been here for 10 years. You know, the lads have took to him really well. He's got a fantastic personality, and you know, we're pleased. It's on the back of us wanting to get Adam Chapman some football and, you know, some kind of education in the game. So it's all the decisions we make as a club. Certainly delighted to have Ian. You know, certainly delighted to have Adam Chapman, and certainly delighted to have Tommy Lee.
With Aaron Chapman, obviously there has been a lot of rumours this week about what's happening with him, and he spent some time at Bolton, hasn't he? What is the story there?
We're just trying to get him experience. It's important that he's been sub for us now, and he trains with Eric every day, and obviously we've got a fantastic goalkeeping coach in Eric, but we want to know how good he is because we think he's very good. So going out to these top clubs like Everton and Bolton, we're lucky enough to have, you know, a couple of contacts that can get him in, that he goes there, trains for a week, and the lads, it's not like we're trolling, you know, someone round. We want to get him out on loan. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to, and it's not a financial thing, you know, because we're happy to pick up the tab to help the lad play football, because he must play games, and this is obviously one of the things that the reserves will hopefully do for us next year. It gives lads some consistent football, and that's been a problem this year at times, that, you know, look at Sam Togwell coming in, Ian Everett initially, and people like that. Sometimes we can go too long without playing games, and it can affect you.
Do you think this will give him a big benefit then, spending time at clubs like that?
Yeah, I think it's great. He'll work with senior players. He's working with first teams. He's obviously going through different drills, and hopefully we can get him out on loan. He's 22 years of age. In our opinion, he's going to be a very, very good goalkeeper, and all the experience Aaron gets at the minute will stand him in good stead for the future.
Obviously, it's a long day. I think the deadline closes at 11 o'clock. Are you expecting to do anything else between now and then?
Not as we speak, no. You know, there's nothing happening at our club at the minute. Not that I know of, anyway. The chairman might tell me different if he wants to sign a striker, I think. Yeah. No, you know, it clubs are clubs. I'm happy. I must admit, we've got a fit squad tomorrow. Drew Talbot's obviously back, and, you know, that gives me great headaches as a manager, because, you know, Tendai Dariqa's come in. He's been outstanding the last couple of games, Tendai. And we've got good players about, so if our squad stays fully fit till the end of the season, I've got great faith in what they can achieve.
One final rumour, Whitehouse and McFadden have been linked with Chesterfield again, so you're not planning on bringing them into
We built the loan market this year on the context that if we needed an injury or two, we'd come in to cover, you know, Callum come in to cover us, because Nathan Smith and Gary Roberts were out at that time in December. Our left side was struggling, so, you know, Ian Porter come in because we had the three strikers out at one time, if I'm not mistaken, you know, looking back. And, you know, we're lucky with Sheffield United. They've helped us out really well. Nigel's done us a right couple of favours, and John Stevens, you know, really been really good to us. And, you know, what they do know is that we try and give these lads first team football, and, you know, we do try and play football in what we think is the correct way. So at the minute, there's nothing happening. You know, the boat lads are good players, you know, but we're not looking to do anything on loans at the minute.